Well, I don't know how to summarize it in, by way of description in a snappy phrase, but I will tell you it is deeply problematic. We recognize that the people who are being called out now were involved in a scheme. We knew that it was a shameless, false set of accusations, and yet they perpetuated the lie on the American people, and they looked right into the camera and just lied, clearly. And they knew what they were up to the whole time, so there must be accountability for that.
You say there must be accountability. The DOJ will work on the criminal aspect of this. What's the role of the House here specifically? I mean, people want to see subpoenas. They want to see depositions. They want to see whether it be Brennan, Clapper, potentially the president, the former president of the United States. Are you willing to go down that route? Because a lot of people want to see some of these folks questioned under oath.
Of course. Look, I think we have a responsibility to follow the truth where it leads. And I do expect that whether there's a special counsel appointed, which some are suggesting, and or in conjunction with the House investigations, that we will get the answers and there will be accountability to the extent that we're able to do that, referring people to the DOJ for prosecution and any other measure that is appropriate as we begin to uncover more of the facts.
Does it get tricky at all with the former president, President Obama, looking at what his role in this is and bringing him in for some sort of deposition, potential subpoena?
Well, listen, I mean, we have no concern about that. If it's uncomfortable for him, he shouldn't have been involved in overseeing this, which is what it appears to us has happened. Mm-hmm.